I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in. It is Dom time. We're going to hear, hopefully soon, from Terry Strada, National Chair of 9/11 Families United. Think about it. This coming September 11th, what will be 22 years in. And they have a lot to say about this deal with the Saudis, who now run men's golf. That's a big cleansing agent. You hear all kinds of arguments of people that say, well, nobody's perfect. Look at our problems. And by the way, it's not been proven in a court of law, although I would debate that. The Saudi government or their monarchy, whatever you want to call it, their involvement in 9/11, but there are plenty of recent things they have been involved in. By the way, let's go now. I don't want to hold them up. They're good enough to be with us here. Terry Strada is the National Chair of 9/11 Families United, joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Terry, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome, Terry. Tell us your reaction. This happened right before I went on air yesterday. I'm a big golfer. I follow the PGA. I was very supportive of a guy like Rory McIlroy, who really found his voice here in this. Even Tiger, with some of his baggage, turned down $900 million not to be part of something that is obvious, trying to cleanse what can't be cleansed. But when you guys found out about it, given your losses, what was the feeling?
Oh, my God. It was horrible yesterday. It was shocking, you know, to see that the Saudis have infiltrated an American pastime. You know, I love the game of golf and have been a longtime supporter of the PGAT. But they've infiltrated golf just like they infiltrated our airspace on September 11th when they sent their 19, you know, Saudi-funded jihadists to come over here and hijack airplanes and murder Americans on American soil. It's disgraceful.
Well, the contention, it seems to be some in the media, and I haven't seen you in interviews to know how you answered, so I'll tell you the contention is, well, you know, you and I believe that deeply, the Saudi involvement in this. They did come from Saudi Arabia, most of the killers, but it was unproven, is the argument, that the Saudis were behind it or aiding and abetting in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, but that's not true. You know, that's just a Saudi talking point. There is an abundance of evidence that is on the FBI vault, and it's also on my website. These are U.S. intelligence investigations into the Saudi role, 10 years of investigating them, and the facts that came out of that investigation are extremely powerful. We know of at least 12 Saudi agents that were sent over here from the kingdom. They were working in the Ministry of Islamic Affairs in the Saudi embassy in Washington, D.C. They were running a anti-American pro-jihadist program, and they gave the logistical support and the financial support that was needed to create the network that greeted the 19 hijackers as they entered into the country. We know this definitely happened for the first two, if not all of them. They used their handlers, They were Saudi nationals on the Saudi payroll. And like you said, 15 of the 19 were Saudi nationals. Mm-hmm. Osama bin Laden was a Saudi national. And it goes all the way up the chain in the kingdom. The evidence is there. Just because they say it isn't, they're wrong.
And Terry, we know what they did. And again, if they did it anywhere in the world, it'd be abysmal just to make money with this group. But doing it here on American soil, what they did with the journalists, the bone saw even, just shows the just sheer brazenness of what they get away with.
Yes, the audacity. And they get away with it because they've been shielded by every presidential administration since 9/11, Bush, Obama, Trump, and now even Biden. They shield them from having to take accountability. And that's the issue we have with them. And all of these golfers that think it's okay to just, you know, take their money and become Saudi shills. They don't understand that this regime does murder people, has murdered Americans on American soil, and they've never been held accountable. But that's what the 9/11 families are doing. We have a massive lawsuit going on in New York City, in Lower Manhattan. The problem is that there's like a gag order on it. I mean, it's under protective order, and the media cannot be involved, and they don't report on it enough because they're not allowed to even come into the courtroom. And that was all at the insistence of the kingdom. Why, you know, our courts allow the kingdom to dictate the rules that are going to happen, you know, because we're a foreign country and we don't want everybody to know that we don't want our dirty laundry, you know, in your media. It's really very extremely offensive what they get away with and that these golfers think it's okay.
And Terry, you made mention of something that you suggested, and I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but somebody has actually suffered this loss, gone through this. This may be they have almost, there's no such thing as totally unlimited, but their eyes are on bigger prizes, meaning, you know, men's golf and all, you and I are golfers, et cetera. It's prestigious. You become a household name because it's an individual sport. But I think deep down, the ultimate sports washing would be if they could get their grubby fingers somehow or another through the NFL. I wonder what people would think then.
Right, because I suppose more people think of, you know, baseball, football, you know, as an all-American sport. Golf is a very long tradition sport in this country. It may have originated somewhere else, but, you know, obviously it's a well-loved with deep history and it's a shame that more people aren't paying attention to this, but that's what we're doing. You know, we're just trying to continue shining a light. And they're throwing these billions and billions of dollars, you know, at a sports entity to cleanse their reputation and to get the American public and the world to forget about the billions that they spent before 9/11 promoting hatred towards Americans, you know, funding terrorism, financing Al-Qaeda. We call them the father of Al-Qaeda because they wouldn't exist without them. They're the financiers.
Without and a doubt. Now, Terry, for listeners to understand even more deeply, though, your husband, Tom, was in the North Tower. Talk about that and why you continue on this.
Yes. Yeah, so on September 11th, you know, he got up and went to work, and I stayed home with our three children who were 7, 4, and 4 days old. He worked at Cantor Fitzgerald in the North Tower, and shortly, within minutes, I guess, when the plane hit the North Tower, he called me because I was standing in front of the TV, and it was not on the television set yet. He told me a plane had hit the building. I could hear a lot of screaming and commotion and some really odd noises in the background because people were just terrified, and he told me how bad it was. You know, it was a blessing and a curse, a blessing for him, I think, that he reached me. And a curse that I have to live with that for the rest of my life. But as we know, nobody from Cantor Fitzgerald got out because the stairwells were gone.
Yeah.
And there was no chance of escaping. So, you know, leaving me behind now to raise three young kids, 7, 4, and 4 days old, was, you know, a shock and horrific and hard to do. But Tom was just this wonderful, energetic, high energy, you know, very charismatic man. And he did play golf. He loved the game of golf. He was an outdoorsman. He fished. He was an assistant golf pro before he went to work on Wall Street. And we were soulmates, and we were going to grow old together. And they robbed my children of their father. You know, they robbed me and all these other 9/11 families that I know. You know, the futures we were supposed to have. All of these children, you know, left without their fathers and their mothers, and siblings that, you know, lost a sibling. I've lost a sibling since 9/11, and I understand that feeling of that person that you grew up with gone. But these were people were murdered, and they were brutally murdered by these jihadists. And, you know, they were happy to do it. And that's all because the kingdom promoted so much hatred towards Americans prior to 9/11. They can't just turn around and say, well, we don't promote that any longer. I don't believe them because they've never admitted they did it in the first place. So we really need a full accounting. We need transparency, and then reset the relationship with the kingdom based on the truth instead of these lies.
So well put. Well, let's hope that between the players and some other entities here, this will not go through and that your lawsuit will fully see the light of day. What do you do on 9/11, Terry? Do you quietly stay at home? Do you go someplace to commemorate?
Yeah, it changes now because my children are adults now and they're in different places. You know, for years, we just went to a very small ceremony, quiet, that the media wasn't allowed, and it was my support group and other 9/11 families. I've been to Manhattan, to Lower Manhattan, when my daughter wanted to read names, and I've gone back since for different reasons. I live in Florida now, so my daughter lives in Charlotte. They do a beautiful job with a lovely, lovely ceremony, so I haven't been there for that one yet. And so every year, you know, it really kind of depends on my kids, and then I figure out what I'm going to do.
Where do we find, you're the national chair, 9/11 Families United, Terry, where do we go?
Just that exactly, you know, 911families.org, that's the website. Follow me on Twitter, Terry S. Strada, and, you know, keep paying attention to what we're doing in the media, which is just continuing to let people understand that the kingdom is a murderous regime and they haven't changed and they don't deserve this type of respect on the world stage. You can't buy it. You have to earn it.
Well put, Terry. Thank you very, very much. Hopefully we'll talk maybe one of these 9/11s or as this continues. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right, Terry Strada. Thanks to Dan for getting her on. So, you know, it is just difficult to see this. The world of sports, I just want to broaden it out, to me, is too important to see the nonsense that goes on, how much it's, and money is one of the biggest drivers. Look, everybody I'm supportive of, you know, your money, whatever you can make, doing all those, I'm supportive of that. That's why I never complain, say, Jalen Hurts. The market says he's worth $50 million, whatever the Eagles have paid per year. I don't think it's exorbitant. There is no such thing. Who am I to say if someone's willing to pay you X, you're not worth it? I'm a capitalist. You are worth it because the market says you're worth it. That's why they're paying you it. But this is different. This isn't somebody paying somebody to play a game that we all love and watch. This is a group of people clearly trying to cleanse what they are about. They're buying this to normalize themselves. And they are a country that we should only have relationships with when it benefits us. Ergo, you know, when we don't use our own energy supplies to the hilt. Look at what they're doing right now. Look at what they're doing this summer. They want to make more money. So they're holding us hostage again. They're not going to be putting out as much oil. I see gas prices now at over $4 a barrel, et cetera. So do we overlook this? And we played you, people like Bryson DeChambeau, who was one of these rogue golfers in my mind, who took the money and went with them, saying, well, nobody's perfect. We've heard people sometimes in high places saying, well, who are we to be critical? That's the thing that sets me off the most. We are the United States of America, right? And we're not going to give up our ideals to say we can't criticize somebody. What is that supposed to mean? We're not Saudi Arabia. We don't put to death gay people. We don't oppress women. We're not engaged in terrorism. This idea that we have no grounds to speak out against is ludicrous. And yeah, we have to deal with them at times, but it should be as limited as possible. And there's no way in my mind, well, we're doing it. One of the golfers says, you know, this is the way sports builds great relationships. I'm going to take off the board, Dan. Our side question today is something Russian. It's Russian National Language Day. Somebody or something significant associated with Russia. I'm going to take off the board the Olympics, because I'll admit it, Dan, the Olympics are never the same for me now. You know why? I used to just sit there, look at the medal totals, and want to beat the Russians, particularly in basketball. I cared more about that Olympic basketball game to beat those Russians than I did even the NBA. All right, so I'll take that one off.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, and I still feel it to them. So, you know, we have people in the world who are not going to change. We have to try to deal with them at times. But this idea that this is about making peace with the Saudis and good relationships and all, is ludicrous. It's just about them buying their way in. How would you feel? And Terry Strada just mentioned it in her own way. Say they would buy the Philadelphia Eagles, Dan. How would people feel? I think maybe they would just say, good. They're going to be able to get more players here or something. Would they? Or would you go, no. You're not buying the Eagles. You know, maybe Jeffrey Lurie, toward the end of his, time, he's had enough time here, would sell. Would the NFL allow the Saudis to come in? Now, I don't think the NFL...
Don't even tease that, man.
I don't think the NFL would, because they don't have to.
Terrible.
But you know what? Suppose they said, we're willing to give you name the price. All right, give us $20 billion for the Eagles. I think the Saudis would pay. Can you imagine what a plum that would be if they had an NFL team, particularly one where there's such high interest? Would Eagles fans say anything, or would they say, I'm fine with that. They're an owner. As long as they're winning on the field and putting resources in, why would I care? Really? You think that would be the case? All right, 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question. You can get in right now. By the way, too, don't forget, Roe and I will be churning our way to Sea Isle City. And, Dan, you haven't given me recommendations. Anybody go on Twitter and give me a great place to eat in Sea Isle.
La Fontana is good.
La Fontana? Is that the fancy? Remember,
yeah, it's the one I used to work at. I told you the story.
Yeah, we did go there, and it was good. Remember, we're going to be coming from the beach. We don't like to go into a fancy place looking like we've been from the beach, because that's part of the deal to get Roe to go, you know, the beach. This is the first big beach. Time.
So you want like a beachy
year.
Place in Sea Isle?
Yes, that's probably something like that.
Hmm.
Or we'll head over to Andre's for that ziti. You'll be mad on Monday, paying for ziti.
Is this week's chronic or is it a Zorin on Friday?
I think it's Zorin.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can always ask.
Chronic would have great success.
Yeah, we need some. Hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210.
Like Finestra's right on the beach too.
Ah, what is it now?
La Finestra.
La Finestra.
But it's super. Hoity-toity place, but I think you could probably get away with like a shorts and a button-down.
Okay, I may have to change in the car then, all right. But Ro wants to go to the beach. After that, dinner is, you know, I have to come up with. So we'll be at Captain Chuckie's around 11:15 in Sea Isle City, 4111 Landis Avenue. The McCann family, great folks there. We'll be doing the grand opening, cutting the ribbon, and a couple of other things, and I'll have some giveaways. I hope you stop by. If you're headed to the Jersey Shore, come by Captain Chuck. He's around 11:15. Probably be there to 1 or something like that. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. But right now, it is time for...
Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
That is right. Every day at this, right around this time, Dan concocts something that... usually flows into an anniversary or something we're covering. Dan, what's the backstory today?
We're going deep here with the side question, Dom. So I went and found out some people who have Russian ancestry, and I found an actor whose mother is Russian background. I don't know if she moved here from Russia or if she's a second-generation immigrant, but this actor's mom is part Russian, so that makes him, you know, part Russian in some way or another. And he has a second career now as a fantastic singer. I think the guy has a great voice. But he's covering Chris Isaak's Wicked Game here. This is for Sirius, for a performance they did up there. And Dom, I want to see if the listeners can tell us who this actor is singing this great cover. So Dom, here is today's clue. We want to know who it is covering the song.
No, I don't want to fall in love with you.
Any idea?
Absolutely not. No? You're nothing? The master of the cover. You ought to be doing a cover podcast, a genius of the
that's
cover.
That's not a bad
here.
Idea, actually. I like
still
that.
Still the all-time worst is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
yeah,
covering the great Eminem. Yes.
Lose yourself.
I don't know, Dan. Yeah. Dom G or Dan O'Day, who I'd rather have there, Eminem or Mr. Tom Jones? It's a tough call.
I think you'd probably have Tom Jones.
Yeah, probably Tom Jones. Yeah. I think we'd pack him in. The walls would come tumbling down. So many people would be in there.
Yeah.
Okay. We're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies Father's Day, June 18th, 2023. Versus the Hartford Yard Goats at First Energy Stadium, Reading, Pennsylvania. The first 2,000 men, 18 years and older, through the gates will receive a Reading Phillies number one dad bucket hat and play catch with dad on the field after the game. So, Dan, let's hear it one more time.
No, I don't want to fall in love with you.
All right. We're looking for who covered that song and all that Russian stuff that Dan threw in. I have a feeling you might stump one or two people today, Dan. You've gotten a few stumps this week.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good recently.
You are.
I got to say, I'm proud of myself.
855-839-1210. By the way, Dom's Money Melody brought to you every day by Rhino Shield. Never paint again and take advantage of 20% off just for my listeners. Say hello to John Gilgi. Call him at 844-RHINO-99. Your answer's next on Talk Radio 12.
Follow Talk Radio 1210 on Instagram and Facebook at 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. Every day, 214 for a great prize. Let's hear a bit of the clue for today. Looking for the singer.
No, I don't want to fall in love.
All right, I'm feeling John is maybe 50-50 shot here that Dan stumps him. Let's go to John in Cherry Hill. Hey, John, good afternoon. Who's the singer?
Hey, Dom, I do not know who the singer is, but you know what? There was a challenge this morning to live your life without using any...
We'll come back to him after the contest.
Okay. Let's go to Lance in South Philly. Lance, who's the singer?
Jack Black.
Oh, man. Got him here. Can't get any on board. I'll put you on hold, Lance. Enjoy the Father's Day game. And by the way, Dan, CNN today, I don't know if you've seen it, Nancy Pelosi threw out the first pitch yesterday, father and son throwing at Reading, and said, oh, she's better than almost all male politicians who ever threw the first pitch. She took it like it was a grenade, and she was lobbing
did she
into
bite it
a,
off?
Yeah, a pride address character. First of all, she was like 10 feet from home plate, who had a giant glove as big as your head, bigger than three times your head. And she went, oh, like this. First of all, there was no grip. She put it in a palm and like went like that. And they had the nerve to say, well, look, that looks a lot better than a lot of male politicians.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
Yes, exactly.
No.
Well, Barack Obama was horrible, Dan, because he basketball, I thought he looked pretty good shooting the ball and doing stuff. And by the way, check out Nick Cale on Twitter. He's got a thing of Biden playing golf the other day with his brother. He chips a ball and it comes backwards, just like the country was the tagline. It's hard to do. It's like a trick shot.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, good stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Anything more to add to this?
No, Jack Black, you a fan?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah, I think he's good.
I think the guy's incredibly talented. And Tenacious D, his band that he plays with, great music. I highly suggest, if listeners aren't familiar, that Jack Black does indeed have a musical career. Go look at his music. It's kind of a jokey type music, but it's really talented. He's got a great vocal range, and Kevin has a great guitar skills. So okay. I suggest.
Perfect. Let me go to Rick. Just ready to go to you, Rick. He drops off. He wanted to know, will the Saudis buy the LPGA? I could see them doing that to burn. Wouldn't that be the way to say, we don't repress women? Would burqas be required on the first tee? No. Just some headgear there. Can you imagine? Yeah, maybe they'll go for that next. What if they go after the NFL? They have the money. They have trillions. There's got to be a franchise out there that would be desperate for a cash infusion. You know, why not? Why not let them buy it? How about a Major League Baseball team? All right, the Biden administration now is preparing to target America's gas furnaces, not just the stove. Between 40 to 60% of the current residential furnaces on the market currently would be prohibited under the proposed legislation. And air quality is the top story today. Now, Leslie, Dan, is usually pretty accurate. I have not seen that the Canadians are burning these forests. I know about the burning thing. You know, they're intentionally doing this because they want to put wind farms in there. If that's the case, here's another example of why we all ought to be appalled by this wind farming that is going around right now. All right, 855-839-1210. Our side question today, National Russian Language Day. Hit us with something uniquely person, place, thing, something they do. Russian, I'll take it off the board because no one said it, Sputnik.
Ooh,
when Sputnik
yeah.
happened, it was like, oh my God, how did we let the Russians beat us to the punch on that? And I don't know that people now think the space program necessarily is this. I know we're afraid China would be on the moon blasting us from the moon. I guess that's realistic. We did discover Velcro and Tang from this, so there's that to say. But overall, are we still afraid of that kind of gap of getting to the moon and colonizing it first?
I got to say, For All Mankind is a very good TV show, the first season or two. Then it gets real political, but those first two seasons, it tells a story of what if the Russians did indeed land on the moon first, and it's really well done.
Exactly. All right, so one other quick update. Bud Light continues its slide. Beer Week says it experienced another week of sales decline, dropping 24%, so almost a quarter sales down from a year ago. I have not seen yet, we'll officially announce it, when Modelo takes over as the number one selling beer in America, but I think we're getting close. Yes, I know it's Anheuser-Busch, whatever they call the corporate name, but still, to take away that brand that was associated with patriotism and cheap beer put together, down 25%, and it's not just a momentary thing. It continues. All right, 855. Am I, Dan, you seem to be more on the side of, hey, I'm mocking too much the air quality index because Major League Baseball is monitoring the Phillies game tonight. I'm not saying they're going to call it off. I think that's ridiculous, though.
They're really thinking about calling off the game?
Well, they're monitoring it, is the headline.
Yeah, no, I'm not that far into it. I don't think you're mocking it too much. I'm just curious where the line draws for air quality for Dom Giordano.
Well, I am concerned. We're right across the street from this stuff that's been going on, but the rest, it's a burning smell and all. I don't feel...
Like, are you uncomfortable when you're sitting at a bonfire?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. No. So. And somebody keeps, several people keep asking me when I said Philadelphia Public Schools announced mask wearing for the next 20 days for Philadelphia Public School students. Do they still have 20 days left? That can't be true. I mean, even if it were 20 consecutive days, that would be the end of June with weekends and all that. So, but that's it. Particles. The health office said these kids will be monitored, and if they don't do it, they'll be sent home for remote learning. Oh, my God. The mask. They can't get enough of the mask.
So we have great listeners at Dom Show 1210. There's always a conversation going on social media. And, Dom, you asked earlier for some Sea Isle City restaurants.
Yes.
And they've been rolling in some suggestions. Mark writes in, head to the Sunset's Pier at 86 in the Bay in Sea Isle City. Casual attire, great food, and awesome sunset views. That's the Sunset Pier at 86.
Is that on my Twitter?
Yeah, it was sent to you. A lifelong Phillies fan writes in, Mamma Mia's Ristorante. You also have Phil's Famous Pizzeria and Berardi Brothers Pizzeria if you're feeling pizza. And then the clear suggestion, I mean, get some crab cakes at Captain Chuckie's.
Well, yeah, where am I cooking them up, though?
It's true.
They're going to give me a propane stove. Hey, Chuck, throw those on the bonfire there on the Barbie. True. I would always recommend that. And some banging crab and some of the lobster ravioli. But Ro doesn't feel like cooking there, and, you know, I can imagine. We'll call Dan to come over and cook those up. But I do want to meet you at Captain Chuckie's in Sea Isle this Saturday. Grand opening of the store, ribbon cutting with the mayor, et cetera. And should be there around 11:15 or so until about 1 or a little bit after 1. I hope you make it over. There'll be great giveaways, too. 4111 Landis Avenue. Okay. Hey, June is Men's Health Month for Rescue Natural Supplements. We all know how demanding life can be when juggling work, family, personal commitments. You need energy and optimal health. So fear not, because Rescue Men's Health Supplements are here for you. For the month of June, save 50% on the products guys need most. That's half off on testosterone boosters, prostate support, and more. Discover the amazing benefits of Rescue Natural Male, Prime RX, and Super Prostate. No code is needed to get 50% off. Just call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. It's not just your physical health. Men's supplements can help your mental well-being, too. Again, no code needed. Get 50% off on Rescue Men's Health Favorites. Shop res-q.com today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, broadcasting from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter.
the world's greatest entertainer, maybe ever. He's on the Mount Rushmore, even though you can't say Mount Rushmore.
It's not unusual to be loved by
now. Just think of how clear that voice is, how energetic. Mr. Tom Jones. He's still in the top 10 that Dan hasn't delivered on.
I'm so sorry.
I got to withdraw. You can always hit me on Twitter.
We've made strides.
Yeah, with a suggestion of somebody that you'd love to have on. You know, you got to think big. You got to think outside the box.
They have to be alive and attainable, too.
Yes. Well, no, not
you
attainable.
You can't say like Queen Elizabeth because...
Yeah, well, it can't be dead, right? Other than that, it should be, you got to strive for the Mount Everest of this. Now, Mike Pence is on Fox after announcing for president today. And Mike Pence brings up the talk again, Dan, of something I want to ask you. You haven't been working with him when this first came up. Iowa is deeply, these Hawkeye caucuses, they call it. I've been there during it. They like to kick the tires a lot. A lot of them are evangelicals, okay? And Mike Pence is, too. He used to be a Catholic, and now he's not. His wife is deeply, has been attacked for being too religious, I guess. But I think he would do well there. Don't see how he ever would beat President Trump. But the New York Times and others... Let me give you the total here, are bringing up again that he is a real deal as an evangelical. He's only been married once. But the other part that I never got and wasn't on board with, and I've got chastised for it, he will not have lunch or dinner alone. I think even if it's two women with one woman and all that, and I never got that. Modern day, and I've gotten killed by it, Dan. Do you think that's a little bit outdated? I mean, how's a woman supposed to be advanced if you don't get alone time with the boss in that situation? There's nothing unfaithful about it.
Like a lot of business today, especially in the remote world, is, hey, let's meet for lunch and hammer out the details of what we need to accomplish here. And, you know, to think that if you have a female coworker who you're allegedly not allowed to have a, you know, casual work lunch with, I don't know if that works well in today's world.
And I mention that because people are of that mind, okay, that have called me evangelical, let's say. And yet, Dan, they are fiercely or going to vote for President Trump over a guy like Pence. Now, the New York Times and others, they're going to try to bring up this issue again. This is what the left will do. Pence is the real deal. He is a true evangelical. See, they'll give him credit now because they use it against Trump. How is it these evangelicals can vote for Trump over Pence? And we've been through this. They've tried this all the way back to 2015 in a multitude of ways. And most evangelicals who call in or interviewed somewhere, they say very clearly, I see Trump. I see the problems, the personal problems. And the more you hear, the more they come out. It's constant. Okay. But I see what he delivers on as far as policies that I believe are good for the country, good for me, etc. And that's what I'm going to vote on. So I think Pence will be minimal. In fact, Dan, I would make the case, you know who Pence hurts in Iowa? It helps Trump. The biggest hurdle for Trump to be the nominee is going to be Iowa. Pence helps Trump and hurts DeSantis. DeSantis, with the six-week heartbeat bill, I think is getting, and the recent polling indicates he's up 14 points in Iowa. Remember, don't look at the national polling. It's not about national polling. It's primarily those first three states and maybe some others later on. I don't see how you beat Trump in South Carolina. I'd be shocked if he lost that. Could he lose in New Hampshire? Doubtful. Could he lose in Iowa? I'd say it's 50-50. But if people go for Pence, that's a vote away from DeSantis. Now, DeSantis is not an evangelical, but that six-week heartbeat bill is the play for him in Iowa versus Trump, who is not in that camp. And Trump did lose to Ted Cruz in Iowa before. So watch the media, though. Already, the New York Times says a piece out. Here we go again. He's the evangelical. He even won't have a casual lunch with a female subordinate or whatever without his wife there or some other guidance, right? Okay, you compare that to Trump, who's been married three times, the porn star, the whole thing. What the heck is wrong with these evangelicals? We've settled that. We've litigated it. But I maintain, and people ask, well, why is Pence doing this? He's doing it because what else do you do when you've been vice president, et cetera? You run for president. I know people can't understand that. I get it completely. You take a shot. It's draining, but it's thrilling to run for president. Every one of these guys I've talked to, on air, off air, et cetera, why did you do it? It is the big enchilada. You got to do it at least once. You got to scratch that itch. I get it. Now, Christie's doing it. It's clear for personal vengeance to take out Trump. And because he's bored, too, what else is he doing? All right. And he thinks, you know, maybe there's lightning in a bottle. Maybe, I guess, in his mind, all these indictments with Trump will stop Trump. They're not going to. He can run from jail if necessary. Will they wither it away a bit? I mentioned Ron DeSantis is moving for it. DeSantis is the only one with a shot here. It's going to be Trump or DeSantis. Iowa, I think DeSantis could win. But the more people that are in there are of the sort of Pence, they make it more unlikely that DeSantis can defeat Trump in Iowa. I think in a place like Iowa, Mike Pence could do rather well. It's caucuses, it's evangelicals have a large sway on the Republican side. But DeSantis, every one of these guys, like Tim Scott, might get a few percentage points there. Vivek might get some. It all helps Trump. The more people that get into this race, each one of them takes away a little sliver. That's the sliver DeSantis can't get. Every one of them makes it more likely that Trump will win. If he wins Iowa, I'd pretty much think, I can't imagine it's not over. But that's a big if. That's where he lost before. All right, here are the phone lines. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that we need do is reach out and push #1210. Hit us with something Russian, something associated with it. Don't know that we've gotten the winning answer yet. Give it a shot. We'd like to put your name into the hat. Hey, our good friend John Gilkey of Rhino Shield reached out with a special offer for listeners. Book now and get 20% off your job. If you've been waiting for the perfect opportunity to beautify your home with that permanent solution to paint, boy, this is it. Rhino Shield looks like paint, goes on like paint, but it never chips, cracks, or fades. It's ceramic coating guaranteed for life. You never have to paint again. I'm impressed with both the product and company, perfect for any surface. You get the beauty of fresh paint, the maintenance of vinyl, even insulates your home. For a project as important as this, you want to work with someone you can trust. That's why I'm very happy to recommend John Gilkey. John is the local owner of Rhino Shield, who meet with you himself, fully explain the process. He's helped tons of my listeners upgrade the look and quality of their home. Call John right now. Take advantage of this 20% offer just for Dom listeners. Visit myrhinoshield.com or call 844-RHINO-99, 844-RHINO-99.
Calling on Echo, New Jersey to follow 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app.
Download it now.
Download it now.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right,
get that Tetris music back. Come on.
That's our side question today. By the way, we predicted it, but the Inquirer guys working overtime in the smog of their ivory tower have just dropped their editorial. What can we read in all that smoke above us right now? They said we can read climate change. That's what it is today.
Are there banner planes out there?
Yes, there will be tonight. All right, let's go to the callers. Amy in Old City. And Amy, you're the long-suffering spouse of Robert of Old City?
Yes, sir, I am. I love him very much. And we want to enter Laika, L-A-I-K-I, the space dog.
Yes.
Yes, she was a stray from Moscow, and she was the first to orbit the Earth. So
that is a great question. Please give say we're wondering where we missed the laugh. We missed the whole thing.
Yeah, yes. Robert's known as one of the callers with the most infectious laughter.
Oh, yes. Right? Yeah.
Do you ever get tired of it being married to it, though?
Never.
All right. Very nice, Amy. Boy, it's coming around long enough, anybody might check in. Bruce in the Northeast. All right, Bruce, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom. Dom, earlier you mentioned that nobody reads Shakespeare anymore. You forgot about Joe from Exton. He knows everything about Shakespeare.
He's on the line, and he actually has a jewelry store he's going to tell me about in Florence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. We're going to put you on together, Bruce. You're going to ask him about that. Joe in Exton.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, you certainly read Shakespeare, probably.
Yeah, Dom. When you're in Florence, Ponte Vecchio is full of jewelry shops. Buy Gro a necklace, and she'll be grateful to you forever.
Ooh, all nice. Right.
But, Joe, you got to answer the question, Joe.
This is an honor to be on the phone with Joe.
Hey, Joe, do you read Shakespeare, Joe?
Joe, do you read Shakespeare?
Yes, I did. Yes, I used to.
It does not surprise me.
Joe, first tell us your Russian answer today, then we'll go to Bruce.
Modest Mussorgsky wrote Pictures at an Exhibition, which is a musical stroll down the halls of an art museum, and which ends with a musical tribute to the picture, The Great Gate at Kiev.
Oh, my goodness. It's an education, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Dan, you dropped Joe there. And Bruce, how about yours? How do you follow? You got a pretty good one. How do you follow that?
I don't know. That's pretty tough to follow. But anyway, my answer is those million-dollar decorative eggs, the Russian Fabergé eggs. And I'll take mine scrambled, if you please.
Thank you, Bruce. Back to back, two of the legends here, Alan in Trenton. All right, Alan, what's yours today?
The author of Dr. Zhivago, Boris Pasternak.
Absolutely. Great Russian author. Susan in Chester Springs. Hi, Susan. How have you been? What do you have today?
I'm good, Dom. Smelling the smoke. Gulags.
Gulags. Absolutely. I took Siberia off, but gulags is a good one. John in Cherry Hill. John, Russian. What do you have?
Killer Tommy from Mommy.
All right. Let's bring back those days. And... Gary in Upper Darby. Hey, Gary, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, what's going on? I can't believe nobody had mentioned the Russian massacre at the Spectrum in Philadelphia against the Flyers.
With one of the all-time great owners, Ed Snyder. Huh?
Didn't they walk off the ice, the Russians, because the Flyers were playing too tough of a game or something like that?
I don't know if they threatened to walk off, and Ed Snyder said, well, then you're not going to get paid. I know Bobby Clark, I believe, broke the goalie of the Russians' ankle with his – hit him a stick shot.
That's so, a fascinating. Like I've watched documentaries on it. Just a fascinating thing how that all came together. And
yeah, Ed Snyder, I miss as the owner. As we said earlier today, is Ed Snyder going to get rid of Provorov? Because Ed Snyder, Dan, brought Sarah Palin when she was running for vice president onto the ice at a Flyers game. Oh my God, Sarah Palin coming onto the ice. Can you imagine? All right. We had some great ones today. A lot of fun with the Russian side question. Give me some contenders.
Not said on the show, but said on Twitter often, was the theme you hear behind us, the USSR theme that's often used on our show. But not said as a caller, so let's give you some of the favorites. Molotov cocktail came in from Robert M. Binsale on pretty early on the show. St. Petersburg domes are very recognizable. That's Anna in Collegeville. Lake of the dog sent into space. You have Fabergé eggs. You have gulags. I think the best answer might be this last one, the Russian massacre at the Spectrum. It's a local answer. It ties to the side question being in Russia. I'm leaning that way, but you make the final call. Where are we going?
What
Molotov?
Was that first one that you said?
Molotov
cocktail.
I like
the Molotov cocktail.
Okay, you're the namesake of the show, Robert and Ben Salem.
Yeah, Robert and Ben Salem on that one. We'll do it all again tomorrow with another great side question. Don't forget, I'll be at Captain Chuckie's this coming Saturday at around 11:15. Grand opening. You love the people that run Captain Chuckie stores. Just a great, great outfit. Thanks to Sean pinch hitting for Jim today, and Dan, of course, Riley Gaines on fire today. That'll be up on podcast. You got to hear that interview. Rich Cioli's next with four big hours here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.